Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 3 of Creator Cafe. This week, is it a mic? That's a topic I want to talk about. Microphones, something close to my heart. And Brian is not available this week, so you've just got me to contend with. Sorry about that. But hopefully, normal service will be resumed in the near future. But as it's NAB, and for those of you who don't know, NAB is the National Association of Broadcasters. It's a big, big show that is hosted in sunny Las Vegas. And that's where all the manufacturers of hardware, software, and production-based products all get together. So you've got the likes of Shure, Rode, Ecamm, vMix, anybody who's anybody in the broadcast industry is there on that shop floor showing off their new products, talking about what's up and coming. You've got people like Opus. I mean, it's big, 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 big show. But unfortunately, I'm not there, but I thought it'd be fun to talk about something that's close to my heart, which is microphones. And really, there is a ton of choices now that's available for you if you wanted to buy your first microphone. And as a broadcaster myself, doing live streams and stuff like this, I do get asked a few questions around, well, what type of microphone should I buy and how much should I spend? So if you'd asked me a couple of years ago, I may have suggested the expensive Shure SM7B, or as a first microphone, the Samson Dynamic microphone, or even the Shure SM7. But now there are a ton of microphones out there at a really decent price point. So I think you're spoilt for choice. And I'll be sharing with you some of my experiences on a very inexpensive microphone that a lot of people have already been talking about. And I'll let you know whether that is a suitable option for somebody who is just starting out. At the end of the day, it's up to you in terms of how much you want to spend on your microphone. But there are many affordable choices out there today that you can get a really decent level of quality out of for not a lot of money. And of course, all these manufacturers are now bringing out more microphones every single week, it seems to be, particularly ones where they have software processing in there. And there's one in particular that's just been released recently that I'll mention in a second, which has this digital signal processing or DSP features in it. And that is going to enhance your audio quality without you really having to invest in a mixer or anything like that. So let's get into it. I am a fan of Rode microphones. I have the Rodecaster Pro 2, which is their very lovely mixer that I use to capture all my audio. And it's a great device. I've been using it now for well over a year. I bought originally the NTG4 and the NTG, which are sort of shotgun microphones. I've also had some condenser microphones. I can't even remember what it is now. It's so old. But it was one of the NTG series. And Rode are really decent microphones, and I like them. And I've got a couple or a pair of the original Wireless Go microphones. They're old now in terms of technology, and they're not sort of based on the latest and greatest, but they still serve a purpose. So just this week, Rode have announced a new microphone. It's their Interview Pro, which is a wireless handheld condenser microphone. And this is a new addition to the lineup. Traditionally, if you wanted an interview style microphone that was wireless, you could buy this very cheap plastic adapter that would convert your Wireless Go 2s or Wireless Mi's into a sort of handheld microphone. And it looked okay and it's fine, but now what they've introduced is an actual physical brand new microphone. And there's a couple of good things about this. So you will need, first off, a wireless receiver. So it's compatible with your Rodecaster Pro 2, your Rode Streamer X, or the Rodecaster Duo, because they have 2.4 gigahertz Wi-Fi receivers built into them, or you can then pair this with your Wireless Me, your Wireless Pro, or your Wireless 2 Go. Unfortunately, it's not compatible with my older Wireless Rode devices because, as I mentioned, they are, well, they're old, and they're not compatible with the specific Wi-Fi frequency. You don't necessarily have to pair it with a wireless receiver because it has a built-in recording capability. So it has a space for an SD slot. It allows you then to record directly on the microphone and has 32-bit float onboard recording technology, which simply means that you can just set it and forget it. You don't have to worry about setting your levels because you can adjust everything in post. If you're too quiet, you can bring the levels up. If you're too loud, you can reduce the gain and so on. And it also has this intelligent gain assist technology, which basically is just going to set your levels for you automatically, leaving you to just get on with the interview and chatting away. So it's a great product. It's a tempting product, let me put it that way. It's not available at the moment, but it is shipping very soon. In fact, next month in May. So if you're interested in the Rode Interview Pro, it's going to retail for $249. And as I mentioned, it has onboard recording, so you don't need to pair it with a wireless receiver. But if you want to record it directly into your camera or an outboard mixer, then obviously you'll need that. But it does have an SD card, so you can record to it direct and then sync everything up in post. That's a great addition, so thanks Rode for that. I'm sure there's going to be more stuff coming out before the week is over, but that's something that caught my eye because obviously if you're doing interviews and you are doing run and gun based interviews and stuff like that, especially on large conference floors and wanting to have a quick chat with people, having a really nice microphone that you can just set it and forget it and get recording quickly is great. So Shure have brought out just before NAB their updated version of the MV7. This is called the MV7 Plus. And the MV7 is a really decent dynamic microphone, and it provided people with two connectivity options. It had USB and XLR connectivity. And with USB, it provided some onboard leveling, it had some software that you could use, and overall it was a great microphone. But what they've done now is they've gone one step further and added something called digital signal processing, or DSP, into the microphone, which means that when you connect it to a computer, you have things like compression, leveler, noise reduction, and all kinds of great audio treatments, so your voice will sound amazing without the need of having an outboard mixer such as the Rodecaster 2 or something like that, which means now that you can get really good studio bass quality by just buying this microphone, plugging it into your computer, downloading the software, and adjusting a couple of tweaks in the software itself. So one of the great things with Shure is it's making it very easy now for people to get broadcast quality audio in the click of a couple of buttons. And as I mentioned, it has this voice isolation technology, which means that any unwanted background noise, air conditioning units and things like that will be isolated quickly. I have in the past had to do this in post-production in Final Cut Pro or running it through some third-party software. If you can get decent recordings done straight away without having to do post-processing, then that is going to save you a ton of time. It also has an auto level mode, which is going to adjust the microphone's gain based on how far you are away from the microphone, the overall volume, and so on. So it's gonna make your voice sound really good very easily. And this real-time denoiser uses this cutting-edge digital signal processing technology, and it's going to eliminate any ambient noise in your room. So not only do you have voice isolation where it's going to separate your voice from any other distracting noise, it's now got an additional denoiser in there to cut down on any other extraneous noise. It also has this digital popper stopper, which is going to remove harsh plosives. So when you say P's or B's, typically if you don't have a windshield on your microphone or you're too close to it, then these plosives can be quite distracting. So again, something else that you can add to this very easily at a touch of a button within the software. It's also got reverb and things like that. And it's so easy to connect now to your computer. As I said, it's just USB-C or XLR. Now, obviously, the USB-C is one where it's going to take advantage of the signal processing and things like that. But I think you can use the software to set everything that you want within the microphone. The microphone will save all those settings for you. And then you could just connect it to an XLR if that's your preferred method. So thank you, Shure. A great addition to the broadcast technology with your MV7 Plus microphone. So you might be thinking, well, that's fine. These microphones will probably sound great. They're going to level up my audio game, but they are still over $250 each. Are there cheaper alternatives? Well, there are. I'll list a few in the description below later, but one that I am going to be reviewing very soon on my YouTube channel, which has been reviewed a few times already by other people on YouTube, but I wanted to see the results for myself, is a microphone that retails for $54.99, and it is the AM8 RGB USB XLR dynamic microphone from a company called Fifine. Or is it Fifine or Fifine? It doesn't really matter. The point is that this microphone is very, very cheap. It's a dynamic microphone. It has USB and XLR connectivity. So depending whether you have a mixer or you want to just connect it directly to your computer, then you have a couple of choices. It doesn't have any software with it that will enhance the audio quality. It is a purely simple dynamic microphone that's plug and go. It does have a volume control, a mute button, and a mix button for plugging in your headphones so you can hear yourself and the audio from your system. So I haven't reviewed it yet, but a few people have, and what I've heard in terms of the quality sounds pretty decent. And keep in mind that this is a $54 microphone. So expectations aren't amazingly high. And, you know, it'll be unfair to compare it to an SM7B or something like that. But I thought, well, I'd like to see what this microphone sounds like. And for $54, I mean, it's definitely worth a punt. So why not? And I'll be reviewing it very soon, and I'm interested to see the results. I'll probably do an unboxing and stuff like that. But from what I've seen and what I've heard, it sounds pretty decent. We will test it out and see what we think, and I will let you know the results on the YouTube channel in due course. Well, that's all I really wanted to cover today. It's interesting to see microphone technology and manufacturers bringing out new gear all the time. Audio is getting much simpler, and the technology is getting more accessible for many people now. I will be interested to see what this cheaper microphone sounds like. And as I mentioned, that will be on my YouTube channel very soon. But I'd be interested to know what microphone of choice you have in your studio. And let me know in the comments what microphone you have. Why did you choose that particular microphone? And are you pleased with the results? All right. Thanks for listening. And I will see you next week for another episode of Create a Cafe.